Can you tell us a little bit about what happened last night? Or do you guys even know yet what happened?
We had a fire breakout about. Yeah, we don't really know. I guess there's not a cause yet that's been determined. But I guess the fire broke out about 2:45 this morning, and ultimately destroyed, you know, the entire building. I know there were 12 people that lived there, 11 home at the time, and they all got out. Everybody's okay.
So nobody got hurt at all.
Nobody got hurt. No, but the house was destroyed, and four or five cars up there has got melted or otherwise taken out.
And you had theater staff was staying in this building?
Yes, it was some of our tech crew, costume folks, scene people, like that.
So what is the theater's immediate needs? Do you need a place for people to stay? Do you need?
Well, our immediate, I mean, I think, you know, I think we were doing very well already with clothing donations, and we've found places for them to stay. I think the big need right now is to, you know, try to help them become whole with, you know, their lives again. So we're really sort of hoping for any sort of monetary donation would be the biggest help right now.
And how can people do that?
And that, we're accepting checks. Folks can make them out to the McCaden Theater. Please note that for the fire donation. And the address is P.O. Box 204, Chatham, New York, 12037. And if they wanted to use a credit card, they could call the box office. That is 518-392-9292. And they can make a donation that way also.
And so that's what that's what everybody needs the most right now?
Right now it is, yeah. And we're, you know, obviously it's still a little early. We're assessing, you know, what exactly people do need. But that would do the most good right now.
And how is this going to impact the theater?
Well, as far as we're concerned, it shouldn't. I mean, we're going to have to deal with the housing situation. But in terms of, you know, our performances and all that, it won't.
So it won't interrupt any...
No, in fact, we have a performance this afternoon. There's one going on right as we speak. We had a 2 p.m. show today.
So the show must go on.
So...
The
show must go on, absolutely.
You want to tell people what the show is this weekend? Because that'll help if they could give financial donations, but if you have full houses all over the weekend, that probably helps too.
Well, we don't unfortunately have full houses, but right now we're doing, you know, ordinarily we perfectly well might, but right now we're running Jekyll and Hyde, and we do have some good seats still available for performances. And, excuse me, there are performances at 2 and 8 tomorrow, and at 8 o'clock Friday night, 4 and 8 on Saturday, and 2 and 7 on Sunday. And as I said, there are good seats still available for that, and it's a fantastic show. For folks who aren't familiar with us, we are a professional summer musical theater. That's our deal. And we're, you know, obviously right at the height of our summer. So
it couldn't have come at a worse time, that.
Well, it couldn't come at a worse time, but, you know, this is people in this business, you have to be kind of, you've got to be flexible, you got to be, you know, you've got to be resilient, and this is probably one of the ultimate tests, but, you know, we go back to the fact that nobody got hurt, so you can fix just about anything otherwise, so.
As long as the theater itself didn't burn down, I guess, the show will
Bingo,
go on.
Right.
And so
I guess there were some early rumors of that, too, but, no.
And so if people want to call to get tickets, they call that same box office number, 392-9292?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, great. And
they can stay up to date on our news. They can visit our website. That's McCadentheater.org.
So the good news is everybody's okay, and you're not sure what happened to start the fire,
yeah.
But everybody's okay, and folks can make financial donations to help out sending them to P.O. Box 204, Chatham, New York, 12037, or calling the box office at 518-392-9292.
Correct.
All right, Jesse, well, I'm sure you're having quite a busy day, so we'll let you get back to all that's going on.
It started early today, so yes.
So it started at, I guess the fire started at like 2:45 a.m.?
Yeah, right around there, yep. Yeah. And, you know, as I don't think I mentioned before, but these folks are, you know, these folks are from all around the country, so they, you know, they're, many of them are a long way from home at the same time, so.
So it's a tough situation, yes. All right, Jesse.
It's
well,
not a good situation. But,
well,
yeah.
Well, we all send our best wishes to everyone involved and hope that everyone gets back on their feet soon.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse.
Take care.
All right. That was Jesse DeGroot from the MacHayden Theater in Chatham, where a fire destroyed a building that 12 members of the, not the cast, but the tech crew were staying in. 11 of them were home at the time, but everybody got out uninjured. That was happened early this morning in Chatham on Hudson Street, and the building is completely destroyed there at 162 Hudson Avenue in Chatham. We'll be back after this song from